Now, these are tough times for all of Europe. In fact, they're so tough that amid all the sounds of belts being tightened, the European Union is asking member governments to finance an increase in the EU budget. It is curious then that it turns out certain parts of the EU gravy train appear to have no shortage of gravy. David Grossman reports.
These are difficult times financially, but let us put your mind at rest on one concern that may be keeping you awake at night. Don't worry, the EU isn't having to cut back on its parties. According to a report by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, in 2009 alone, the Commission spent over €300,000 on cocktail parties, including €75,000 on one particularly juicy-sounding bash in Amsterdam, staged by the EU's research executive agency. This event was apparently billed as, quote, a night filled with wonder like no other. State-of-the-art technology, challenging art combined with trendy cocktails, surprising performances and top DJs. We've attempted to recreate just such an event, but shall we say we hit budgetary constraints and we couldn't attract any real Euro-type celebrities. Perhaps because, unlike the European Commission, we haven't got any fabulous gifts to offer. Between 2008 and 2010, the Commission spent over €20,000 showing some special individuals just how much it cares. And it also cares in the air. €7.4 million on private jets for the commissioners and their advisers between 2006 and 2010.
We've got cheese and pineapple.
Keyline Barr is one of the team who put together the report.
What we did find were large sums of money which were attributed to what the Commission calls natural persons or confidential expenditure. This is when they feel that to publish what the expenditure would be used for is a security problem or may reveal somebody's identity who doesn't want to be known.
Is this large sums of money?
We're talking millions and hundreds of millions of euro.
The Commission has disputed this version of events. In a statement, they say, the European Commission is not prepared to give credibility to the totally misleading claims made by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. They go on, the BIJ has omitted the countless explanations the Commission has provided to explain the legitimate expenses that it incurs.
One thing, though, is definitely true. While EU member states are having to cut back the amount of money they spend, the EU and its institutions are pressing for more cash to spend.
First, the European Commission doesn't have to respond to voters. It's not elected. Secondly, I think there is a desire in Brussels and in the European institutions to be seen as very important, to be seen as influential. And therefore, they have a bit of an obsession with gestures, with ceremonies, with these kind of things that we see them now spend money on, rather than actually come up with policies and solutions which citizens have asked for.
And Europe is